Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Let's go back into part two of the service on Thankful Thursday with an international ambassador and the first fruits. Let's go.
Praises are coming from all over the land, and that's what we thank God for. One more praise report, and we're going to turn it back over to the man of God. One more. All right. We don't want to waste any time. We know that God is pleased. I think this is almost like a bonus this week, as many praise reports we've had. We have not had to delay in time. You had the mind to want to do it. God bless you all is my prayer. Thank you so very much, Ambassador Johnson, for allowing me to do that. And we will turn it back over into the hands then none other than Ambassador Dr. Vernon Johnson.
Pastor, sir. Amen. God bless all of you, and we appreciate you so very much. I do want to get prayer. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Ambassador Hagen said something yesterday that really pricked my heart. She said, this is really the only church for some groups around the world. And you see, I began to see people in Africa sitting around a phone or some means and listening to our praise reports, listening to this First Fruits, that being their only church they have. Looking forward every day to go to church every morning, get around the phone, and to give God glory and praise. Hear the saints of God talking about the goodness of Jesus. They're excited, more excited than you are, because they have that pure faith over there that hasn't been downgraded by the enemy. I want to thank you all for allowing us to come into your homes there in Asia, Africa, and Haiti, all around in Brazil, and all the overseas countries. God bless you. I want to pray for you and ask God to do something special for you. Lord, you see these wonderful people who are in need in these countries. Thank you for what you've done here in America. But God, they need your help there. Oh, God, I see them in the spirit realm. I'm asking you to give them a special ultra awesome blessing. And sickness, you trying to come in there to these folks? These are folks listening to this prayer line. God is not a respecter of persons. And the same anointing that hit these folks here will hit them there. My God, in the name of Jesus. And that devil that's trying to attack you there, in the name of Jesus, I bind him. Loose them. In the name of Jesus. Loose. Get out. Get out. You have no business there. And God, let special favor come to those precious, precious people. Special favor. Walk before them. Walk behind them. Walk on their left and right. Make a way out of no way for them, Lord. Oh, God, you can do it. Yeah, I know you can. Yeah. I'm like the three Hebrew boys. If you don't do it, I know you can. But God, you did it for them. Are you going to do it for these folk who are listening to me now? The resurrection blood of Jesus is standing there for you. And the blood still works. Let the anointing be there on them and give them favor. Yeah, you got all power in your hand. Lord, bless them. Bless. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out. They're coming in. That's who you gave that to me for, Lord. Bless them everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus. In their own perspective country. In their own perspective way. Bless.
Lord.
You who are listening to me all overseas, I want you to prophesy on yourself. I am blessed. Say it. I am blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
All day long, I want you prophesying over your home. My home is blessed. My family is blessed. I'm blessed. The blessings of the Lord make me rich. had no sorrow.
Yes.
David said, I had to encourage myself, encourage myself by prophesying. Release those words over you and your family. Release them.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. For
yeah, thank God.
Amen. All right, I'm going to our prayer requests, our people who have prayer requests. As we make ours here, make yours known unto the Lord, and he will grant yours too. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. The anointing is here to destroy yokes. God is too busy to waste time. He stops by for a reason. Amen.
Yes.
Open your prayer line up to you. Get your prayer request in while the Lord is right here. Amen. Glory. Come on, Ambassador Pfeiffer, get that for us, please.
Good morning. God bless everyone, and we're thanking God for God. Thank God for God. Thank God for the anointing on the line this morning, and God bless you, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, ambassadors, pastors, preachers, bishops, teachers, missionaries, evangelists, apostles, prophetess. God bless every member and every saint and every sinner. Praise God for you. This morning we're asking for your prayer request. God is in the healing business. Jump in while the anointing is upon this line. If you have a prayer request, just make it known before the Lord. God bless you. Who wants to be the one that just shout out their prayer request this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Bernita from Michigan. I would like to request prayer for my grandmother, Mother Dean. She's in the hospital. She's over 100 years old. And I'm just praying that God's will be done. We need the prayers of the saints.
Praise God. Amen. She's already blessed. Amen. Over 100. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Sister Bernita, for that request. Anyone else?
Sister Jolene Garnett, request and
prayer.
Bless you. God bless you. My request and prayer for my brother, Patrick. And Martha Franklin, I haven't heard her on the line, so I'm praying for her and for Dr. Johnson and his family.
Who was that? Who haven't you heard?
Mother Franklin. I haven't heard her on the prayer line.
God bless you.
And,
amen.
Dr. Pfeiffer, for me, Dr. Johnson and his family.
Amen.
And
praise God.
And Sister Lou. Sister Lou.
Sister Lou. Amen. All right. God bless you, Sister Garnett. Thank you for thinking of others as well as the prayer line staff. God bless. Thank God. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Good morning.
I'm asking for prayer, for my daughter, Brenda Johnson. She's going before the doctor on Thursday, going back into her heart. She's been having heart problems. And I'm asking to pray that God will bring her through and save her soul. And not only that, but she's having trouble with the, they found some water leaks under her house. And I sure enough want you to pray that God will intervene and get those fixed. Realize water is the strongest thing. Now pray for my grandson to come out behind those walls. Praise God. And pray for Mother Johnson. God always get the glory out of my life.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson, for those prayer requests. Amen. And we do have them. God bless you. Anyone else at this time?
This is Sister Lucille.
I'm asking
prayer for myself.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Anyone else?
God bless you. This is Mother Britt, 910 from North Carolina. I'm calling. First, I'm asking this for prayer for Mr. Arthur Burt. He's in ICU. He had food all around his heart. He went in there to get some medicine that kept him and found out he was, you know, he had this condition. And his name was Arthur Burt, and I pray for the Millers. He lost his mother. She's 100 years old, and they're going to be burying her on Saturday. And thank God for her. And I want y'all to pray for me. Today and tomorrow, I'll be traveling. I'll be traveling tomorrow, going to Charleston, South Carolina, to see my son and his family. And I want y'all to pray that I'll have a safe trip. And I just pray for everyone on the prayer line. And thank God for Dr. Bessa Johnson and his mother and all of them. And I have a grandson, too, behind bars. And I want you to remember him. His name is Cordell Lyde. And pray for him. As she prayed for her grandson, I want you to put mine on there, too. And I just thank God for this prayer line because it's been a blessing to me and my family. Continue to lift us up. And I thank you so much. May God bless each, every one of y'all.
Bless you so much, Mother Brenda. We do pray that God give you safe travel. Amen. All right, we'll take a couple of more.
Dr. Piper, good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson. I'm asking the prayer line to pray for Superintendent Francis James from Trinidad. He has been very sick and in the hospital. He is here. He is a friend of our pastor's, and he has been very, very ill. And I'm asking you all to pray for him and pray for my pastor and my church. And I'm asking for prayer for myself. I've been having a lot of problems with my right ear, like pain and a loud noise in it. And I'm just asking you all to just pray those prayers and pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the war in the Middle East.
And that superintendent, what is his name?
Francis James.
Francis. Okay,
yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? One more. Give me one more.
This Mother Wilson again. I would like to thank God for each and every one of you, and also would like to put my request in for myself and my husband, and also the Glory Land Church of God in Christ, that God will be in the midst of us, and I ask him to give me wisdom to know how to go in and out before his people, and also that be a light in the world. Pray for me.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Wilson. Good to hear your voice this morning. There was one more. We will allow that one. Go ahead.
This is Sister J from 314. I was calling to ask for prayer for my twin sons. They're both going off to college just a couple of days. And I was calling for wisdom and guidance for their minds.
Amen. Yeah.
And protection.
All right. Amen. Praise God. We thank God at this time, and we will go before the throne of grace right now. If you all will just pray along with us, then we will give God the glory. Father God, we bless your holy name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for another day just allowing us to come before you, O God, humbly at your feet, asking your forgiveness over everything and anything, O God, that we have done that was displeasing in your sight. We thank you right now, O God, for forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors, and we bless your holy name right now. We thank you for the prayer line in Jesus' name. We ask, glory to God, that you continue to anoint the people of God worldwide in Jesus' name. Look on everybody, oh God, everywhere today. Bless them, oh God. Let them know that they're next in line for a miracle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you right now for our leader, Ambassador Johnson. Thank you, oh God, for Lady Betty. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Mother Johnson, the mother of the nation. Hallelujah. With blessed with children that she didn't give birth to. Blessed with children that want to be a child of hers. Blessed, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have her quiver. Hallelujah. Fall. And hallelujah, with children raised up. that will praise her and glorify your name in their Father which is in heaven. And we praise you, O God.
Thank
you. For how you kept her, how you never left her, how you have brought her and taught her, oh God, for the wisdom that she share on the line in Jesus' name. And we pray right now that you will look on the request that she has, hallelujah, sent up to the throne of grace this morning.
Ooh.
Her daughter Brenda, Lord God, hallelujah, we ask that you would heal in the sick room, heal, oh God, the broken heart, heal the sin-sick heart, oh God, heal the physical sick hearts in Jesus' name. Let your glory, 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 hallelujah, shine round about, oh God, and bring salvation to her heart in Jesus' name. And Lord God, hallelujah, is not always a physical illness, but a spiritual healing that we need in Jesus. In Jesus' name. And we will bless you, we will bless you, we will bless you all day for the healing, healing the heart, touching the heart, oh God. Whatever the situation is, we ask that you would touch, 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 glory, glory, glory right now in Jesus' name. This grandson behind prison bars, oh God, all the children behind prison bars, touch them right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Give them an uplifting spirit right now. Let them be able to pray, oh God, and call on your name from the depths of their heart, Lord Jesus. Let their souls cry out to you and look to the hills from whence cometh their help, for the help cometh from the Lord. Bless, oh God, even the water leak that is underneath the house, oh God. You know how to seal it up. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. You're the best plumber I ever was. And we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Because you know how to seal it. You know the condition. You know the situation. You know exactly where to go without even testing any machine, oh God. And we ask that right now that you will fix the situation in Jesus' name and lessen the cost, lighten the burden in Jesus' name. And we glorify you, oh God, and we thank you for salvation right now coming to those that are unsaved in the Johnson family and my family and others' family around the world. We ask right now, oh God, that your power be manifested throughout their lives in Jesus' name. And we ask that you bless and look on Sister Bernita, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch, touch, touch Mother Dean that's in the hospital in a special way, Lord God. Hallelujah. You brought her this far, oh God, but you didn't bring her and leave her. Hallelujah. You're still with her. You're still watching over her. You're still, oh God, letting your mercy endure forever. Bless and heal and touch right now. Oh God, hallelujah. Even in the sick room, the hospital room, and ICU, up and down the hallways, in the nursing homes, oh God, in our homes, touch right now in Jesus' name. Sister Garnett, oh God, her brother Patrick, look on Hinaha, Glodinaha, look on him, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind, oh God, thank you for your revelation. We bind that habit, oh God. We bind all the habits in his life right now. Things that he's saying he can't give up, he can't let go, he can't turn loose. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cast them out, we cast them out, we cast them out, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We pray that he's not overtaken, oh God, hallelujah, by the cares of this world and the pleasure of flesh in Jesus' name. Touch him and look on the Franklin family, oh God. Bless right now in Jesus' name. The Garnett family, touch, oh God, in your mighty name, in your mighty name, in your mighty name. Touch the sister, Lord God. Heal and deliver. Deliver from sin and evil, oh God. Right now we pray. And Lord God, hallelujah, we pray an anointing over your people. Hallelujah. That they be able to bind the enemy that comes to hinder them. Bind the enemy that comes to delay their purpose and promise in you. In Jesus' name. Touch Sister Lucille, her family. Touch herself, her body from head to toe. Strength, oh God, to endure the work and the employment that she has obtained in Jesus' name. Look on her right now and her children, oh God. Bless her husband in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, hallelujah. You know what you have prepared for her in the future. Hallelujah. And we speak those things that are not as though they were. In Jesus' name, we call that husband forth. In your name, oh God, we pray right now, hallelujah, for Mother Britt, Lord Jesus. Look on Arthur, oh, in Jesus' name. Arthur Burke, oh God. Look on the Miller family. In your mighty name, oh God, bless her as she travel, Lord Jesus, up and down the highway. Lead and guide and come, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. And we will praise you. We will glorify you. We will bless your name all day. Keep her, oh God, in the center of your will. Protection, protection, protection is what we pray for in her life, over her life. Put a hedge round about her. In your mighty name, oh God, bless all the bereaved in the family. In Jesus' name, let not their hearts be troubled, oh God. In Jesus' name. But even, oh God, in the home going service, let there be salvation rain upon the unsaved. In Jesus' name. And let them say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No, 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 no other help I know. Hallelujah. And we will glorify your name. And thank you right now and for your mighty blessings. Thank you for the Cordell family, oh God. Bless, 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 bless him, oh God. Behind the prison bars, let him magnify you. Let him call on your name. Let him say, what a friend I have in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Bless, oh God.